live from the studios of KQNA, the talk of the Quad Cities.
Up in the morning and out to school. The teacher is teaching the golden rule.
It's time for Talk of the Town, Soup Scoop, with Prescott Unified School District's Soup of Schools, Joe Howard, and Assistant Soup, Marty Reed. Today's Talk of the Town is sponsored in part by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott College, Elite Reflections Salon & Day Spa, Augie's Restaurant, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, A&E Reaper Graphics, Foothills Bank, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott Brewing Company. And now, here are your hosts for today's Talk of the Town Soup Scoop, Joe Howard and Marty Reed.
Hey, welcome to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide on KQNA.com. I'm Joe Howard here with my co-host, Marty Reed, on our first Soup Scoop of the entire 2019-2020 school year. Each month on Soup Scoop, we will highlight the impact of PUSD in our community and the dedicated students, teachers, and programs that make PUSD great. Prescott Unified has been the number one choice for families and the heart of Prescott for nearly 150 years. Marty.
Today we will be talking with Christine Resnick from the Jewish Community Foundation. JCF and Prescott High School have been working on a very exciting project for our students, and we can't wait to tell you about it. We'll also be talking to PHS FBLA students about the national conference they attended this summer and the prestigious award they brought home from that conference. We'll also hear about the new Freshman Academy at Prescott High School. We welcome all of our guests today and look forward to sharing how PUSD is already off to a great start. You are listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 11:30 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM,
streaming
worldwide at KQNA.com. Thanks, Joe.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White's Bar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Lynx will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
It's monsoon season. You know what that means. Mud. Prescott Dirt is here to help. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. We can keep the mud out of your way and even slow down erosion, keeping your bank in place. Nobody wants their yard moving around by itself. No truck, no problem. Prescott Dirt delivers. Find us in Prescott and Prescott Valley to set up delivery or pickup. And you can find us online at PrescottDirt.com. Keep your yard beautiful with Prescott Dirt.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop. Our first guests today are Miss Christine Resnick from the Jewish Community Foundation and Ms. Robin Bryce, a PHS teacher. And we want to welcome both of you to the studio today.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, we're glad to have you here.
Thank you so much for being here. And I have been really looking forward to both of you being on the show because we're going to make Soup Scoop history right now. And we're going to release some information that we've been sitting on for the whole summer, and we're so excited to tell the community about. And the first time we're doing that is right now, live on KQ&A. I'm telling you. So we have big news for you, KQ&A listeners and PUSD fans. And I would like to welcome Christine Resnick from the Jewish Community Foundation to tell us a little bit about the big news.
Yeah, so this, I have to tell you, I have been sitting in my chair all summer with my hands underneath my legs because I'm super excited about this one. You know, we just finished up our annual grant cycle. We received the most requests ever. If anyone knows about the JCF, we've been in existence for over 20 years. We love to support programs in our community. We love to support education because those kids are our future. And so we're looking for those impactful grants with special champions like Robin Bryce on the ground to make it all happen. This one came across our desk, and we absolutely love it. So we're excited to let you guys all know that the Jewish Community Foundation is helping to support a creative media lab at Prescott High School, probably one of the first in its state. This will help support kiddos beyond the walls of PHS in a four-year, two-year degree, in addition to helping those kiddos get some really great certifications for technology, future forward thinking.
And I know JCF thinks big. You've helped teach people in the community. You've helped teach me in our district to think big. This is a big project. And anytime you have Robin Bryce's name on it, it's a creative project. And I will tell you, there are a few of these things around in the world, and they're all about kids creating. And so, Robin, would you tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening, where it's going to be, who's going to be using it?
Absolutely. So it's on Prescott High School campus in the old once wood shop room. And it is, as Christine said, it's a creative media lab. It's a fabrication lab. It's a STEM lab. It's an emerging and industrial technologies lab, a place where kids can grow skills in fabrication, in creative design, and in making. There will be drones and robots, robot arms, 3D printers. There are sticker printers, laser engravers. There's vinyl cutters, t-shirt printers, t-shirt makers. There's a whisper booth. We got a whisper booth. We have a green screen area. There's going to be VR, 3D animation implementation, drones. There's learning about CADs, learning about video making. It's really a space for not just my students that I have in my class, but I want to put on workshops and trainings, whether on an individual with individual teachers or even through the school, where teachers come in and bring their classes and mix this kind of STEM learning, this STEAM learning, into their classes. I've been speaking with a couple teachers who have a lot of interest or are interested in coming to the launch party that we're going to talk about. And then from there, eventually grow these into actual classes that we have at Prescott High School that will fit into that career and technical education program that we have that's ever-growing in that industrial and emerging technologies. I'm very excited about this and super grateful to Christine Resnick and the Jewish Community Foundation.
Oh,
they've done
absolutely.
Us a solid, for sure.
Yeah, we love to support this. This is, I have to tell you, this is something that we have been looking for a while because we believe that the future of education is still on the cusp of technology, and this will provide provide that extra little leap for these kids to be competitive with everybody else in the world. This is going to be providing them skills to have a leg up with their peers in the classroom if they decide to pursue an education in this. But it'll also give them a leg up in terms of certification. These are jobs of the future. Mm-hmm. And we believe that students, kids need to be able to sustain themselves. So let's teach them those skills to be able to do that. And then to be able to hopefully turn around and give back again to their community what they've gained here.
Yes. And Robin, you kind of have a proven track record with the media work that you've already been doing with students. And maybe describe a little bit about that and why you think this will be so successful based on your experience so far.
Nice. You make me blush. Thanks for the compliment. Thanks for noticing. About 6 years ago, I started the film and TV program at Prescott High School, or picked it back up again. I think it dropped out in the 80s, and brought it back with, again, some partnerships from the community that helped.
Including KQ&A and Sanford Cohen.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. KQ, yes, thanks, definitely Sanford. Donated a lot of our first equipment to us. After six years, my program has grown 300% in the not only the number of kids there, but even just the equipment that we keep getting and the scope of our learning. And as I started to look into this and look into the future, and even going to like summer conferences and CTE and reading, you're seeing these maker bots, and I'm curious. I love to nerd and tinker, and I was like, oh, I want to try to get one of these. So I wrote a little grant and got a tiny little maker bot in my room, and Alvina Green, who got a maker bot grant from before, lent me hers, and we started to build in the classroom using Onshape with the Chromebooks that we got. It's an actually online like drafting program. So the kids created and printed some stuff, and then from there I just saw the interest in the potential. And when grant cycles were coming up, different grants were telling me, go big. And so I thought, I'm going to make something big that's going to be epic and amazing, and then I'm going to be able to bring into my classroom and then be growing to engineering classes and robotics classes and digital printing classes. And I know that this program is going to have that same kind of growth in my other program, because the kids are clamoring for it. They want it. They love it. You see them like sparkle when I tell them about the stuff that we're getting. They're like, when can we touch it? When can we play with it?
Right. Yeah. And I think that's why we loved it so much. So we love grants that I would call a change agent.
Yes.
A change agent is something that redirects someone's pathway. This will redirect someone's pathway. This will change their life. This will change their future. So this is definitely a change agent. The other thing that we look for in a grant is the champions on the ground. Robin has been extremely passionate, instrumental in making all of this happen. And her vision, we are so happy that it's going to be coming to fruition here. I am super excited to see this lab up and running. I am super excited to see the kids hands-on with all of these things. And I'm super excited to see the product that they come out with on the other side.
And Christine, speaking of vision, I love how you grabbed Robin's vision and made it come true. It's been different and really engaging working with the Jewish Community Foundation, because your sleeves are rolled up and you're walking right with us through this whole process, and you're helping us see what the end of it looks like. And you talked to me today about your vision, or the JCF's vision. Could you talk a little bit more to our listeners about that big picture vision of where the JCF is headed? With how they're helping our community in education.
Yeah. Well, it's specifically, if I speak to just education, education has been kind of a place where it's been a little stagnant in terms of where it can go. It really needs to start moving forward. I think the JCF has been change agents in a lot of different things, including our What You Do Matters programs, Lessons of the Holocaust, in addition to the Healthcare Scholars program. We feel that, and the Healthcare Scholarships is a great example of this, I think we come together as a community to support education, our kiddos in this community will go so much more far beyond. And what kind of mark can we make, not just on Prescott, but beyond these doors?
Hear, hear.
And they are fully capable and, like you said, motivated to do it. They just need the tools to make it happen. I know, Robin, you've been talking about this vision for a while, and I am so excited for you.
You were there, like near its inception, really.
Yeah, we've had some conversations. Robin's a dreamer.
This has big potential to do so many things for our kids in our community. So, and we're running low on time, but we would love to have you back from time to time to hear how it's going, and especially we'll be letting our listeners know when the launch is going to happen and what that's going to look like.
Yeah, that's going to be great.
Yep. Listeners, stay tuned for that launch date because we'd love to have our community there as part of that. Thank you, Christine and Robin, for being here. Can't wait to see this lab get open.
Thank you so much.
You are listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Get ready for a blast from the past. The Ultimate 70s Tour is coming to Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. See Orleans, Poco, and Pure Prairie League live Saturday, August 10th at Stargazer Pavilion. It's going to be an unbelievable performance. Four decades of classic hits in one unforgettable evening. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20. Head to the Cliff Castle Casino gift shop or cliffcastlecasinohotel.com for purchase. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
This is Steve Sisker with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Healthy animals are a huge part of healthy communities, and so are music and the arts. For years, I had the distinct pleasure to sing and act on stage for the old Prescott Fine Arts Association, now Prescott Center for the Arts. So it's a natural that Olson's supports the arts and encourages you to attend the 32nd Annual Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, August 8th, 9th, and 10th. As in the past, it'll be held at the beautiful Yavapai College Performing Arts Center. If you've never been, you have to do it. The talent on display, both poetically and musically, is awesome. The performers magically put a human face on a ranch life because they live it. It's amazing how much sense they make. Last year, over 3,000 folks attended. They came from the Prescott area, other parts of Arizona, surrounding states, and as far away as the East Coast. For tickets and info on free-to-the-public day sessions, go to azcowboypoets.org. And remember, folks, good enough just isn't.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Ring, ring goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back. Joe Howard and Marty Reed here, and you are listening to the Soup Scoop. Thank you so much for tuning in. We've got a great show today. We're talking with Prescott High School FBLA students, Future Business Leaders of America. You've all heard about it. We've got lots to tell you about it. These kiddos went to Texas over the summer for the national conference, and they have some big news. Welcome, Hallie Santos and Jared Guthrie to the studio, and also Jennifer, the CTE director.
Yes, welcome. Thank you for being here. Hallie, do you want to maybe tell us a little bit before we jump into FBLA and what happened this summer? Maybe just tell us a little bit about you and what you're doing at Prescott High School and anything else you want to share.
So I joined FBLA when I was a sophomore, and I've been in it ever since. I started in AP classes. I didn't even know about the CTE program, but once I heard about it, I know I had to join. So I've been in love with FBLA since that.
Tell our listeners what CTE is. They might not know.
CTE is the career technical education at our school, and there's like computer networking classes. There's the business program. There's a whole bunch of different classes for every student at the school if they want to get like college credit or just get a little bit more of technical education.
And for our listeners, some of them might think of this more like voc ed, but voc ed is way different now. It's pretty awesome.
It's
the
so
different
dynamic.
The different certificates we can offer in CTE classes.
And we offer a ton of great things that might be a topic for later, but I have the feeling that our business programs are probably the most well known and maybe the most successful in Prescott High School. Would you agree with me, Hallie?
Oh, for sure.
And one more quick question for you, Hallie. Have you been in the district for a while? Or are you new to the area? Or how long have you been in Prescott Unified?
I've been in Prescott for 3 years now.
Okay,
I'm originally
cool.
from California. So
good deal. So FBLA the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
And Jared, do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I joined FBLA my freshman year. My advisor kind of pushed me into it, but during my sophomore year, I really fell in love with the program. And then for high school, I've been kind of focusing on IT. Ever since I was a little kid, I've loved computer stuff. I even joined the IT department through PUSD. I've been taking the CNT, which are the networking classes, through the CTE program, and that's been really helpful in getting my computer programming bachelor's
degree. Well, that's a great combination, the computer and the business, and I can I see that going far in the future. Have you been in PUSD very long, just your high school career, or did you go to some of our elementaries?
I joined PUSD after going to La Tierra for 2 years. I joined eighth grade.
Eighth grade? Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Excellent.
And Jared's getting some work-based learning experience through our IT department. So he is helping out on the ground floor and getting all of our network issues solved. So
When he came into the show today, Marty Reed and I both said, boy, we sure recognize you probably from your picture being all over from the success we're going to tell about in a few minutes. But then he said, oh, yeah, well, I also work for your IT department. And we said, oh, yeah, you're the guy that fixed my computer.
So, Holly, tell us, what is FBLA?
FBLA is the Future Business Leaders of America, but it's a lot more than that. It gives students an opportunity to learn leadership skills. It gives them opportunities to focus on a career in business. It's opened up a marketing internship for me possibly in the near future. And it's really good for students in high school and just anyone in general. I think a lot of people should look into it.
So Jared, are those classes that you take during the day? Like, is there an FBLA class? How does it work?
There's not an FBLA class, but everyone in business is automatically enrolled in FBLA because that's who we mainly support through FBLA.
Okay.
FBLA does focus on IT, media, and business, but through specifically PHS, we focus mainly through the business aspect.
So you take business classes during the day, which are CTE classes?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Wednesdays before school, we meet for the club, and then we go do stuff outside of school, too.
Who's the club advisor?
This year, it's Coach Michael Brown. Last year, it was Lori Dreher.
Okay.
Sad to see her go again.
Yes.
On and off.
Yeah, she's done a great job of making this program rock and roll. But we're excited about Mike Brown, too. And I think he's the guy that took you guys to Nationals. Is that right? Or did they both take you?
They both took us this year because she was still advisor, but he took lead on that. And I love his enthusiasm. I think he's going to do some great things.
Yeah, that's a great transition. And Hallie, tell us a little bit about it now. So it's a club at school, so you're talking about all of the future business pieces there. How does it then become a competition or a networking piece across the state and then nationally?
So we go to competitions in Arizona to start off with. So we go to regionals, which offers a whole different amount of competitions. Like there's computer networking, there's marketing, there's really a competition for anyone. And if you do good at regionals, you can go to state, and from state you can go to nationals, which everyone that went to nationals placed at least top four. So
holy cow. Oh,
top four, top four in the state.
Yeah. And then they went to nationals.
That's how you're invited to nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what competition did you do, just to kind of explain that?
I did marketing.
And specifically in marketing, what were you?
What do you have to do?
How do you compete?
Yeah. So there's a judge, and then there's specific like outline of what you need to say and your guidelines and everything. So me and my partner explained the aspects of a business for the first round, and then the second round we were given something about space travel, and we had to explain all the aspects of doing that and branching out to people. So it was really talking about all aspects of a business, not specifically advertising. So you kind of learned about everything in that competition.
Do you know you're going to get that topic of space travel?
No, you go in there blind. So
think on your feet.
Yeah, the
like
first round was about like makeup, and then the second round was space travel. I was like, oh wow, completely different.
Jared, what did you compete in?
I did computer network design.
Oh, perfect.
So they gave us a scenario where someone needs like a computer network set up in their home office or building, and me and my partner would have about 10 minutes to prepare a solution on some note cards, and then we would prepare or present that to a judge for about 10 or so minutes as well, and then they would grade us based on which topics we hit on and how accurately we were.
Wow, that's unbelievable. That's
thinking on their feet competitively.
Definitely.
Yes.
Without a challenge.
So when you compete in the regional competitions, is that like our local, are you competing against local high schools nearby?
Yeah, so the state is split into four regions.
Okay.
Prescott High School is part of Region 4, which is a more outskirtish kind of deal.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So this year we're going to compete at Thatcher High School.
Okay.
Or Wickenburg High School, my bad.
Oh, closer, much closer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But kids from St. David will also be coming up, so
wow.
That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then from the regionals, some are selected to go to the state. And is that held in, like, Phoenix or?
That's held in the Westin La Paloma Resort every year down in Tucson.
Ooh, I love the La Paloma.
Nice.
Yes, they do.
Lazy River and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we stay there for 3 days and compete. That's where I also campaigned for state office.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. So when did you find out that you got state office? Tell your listeners about that.
So they have an opening session at the beginning where they announce everyone that's running.
Uh-huh.
And then the second day, we campaign all day and then vote. And then the third day, the very last thing we do is have a closing session. And at the end of that, they announce the winners.
Wow. So how do you think you won? What was the factor that just put you ahead?
Obviously, it was my charisma.
Of course.
I like that.
It wasn't some great marketing strategy that Holly gave you.
I don't know. I think so. It's that there's a 6-foot Jared on Prescott High School campus somewhere.
You are you
need
6 foot
find
tall?
It.
I am 6 foot.
Oh, perfect. So it's life size.
Yeah, I think Miss Holly has it now.
Nice. So, Holly, would you talk to us about what happened at Nationals and tell our listeners the outstanding outcome of that?
So at Nationals, we each competed in our events the first or the second day. One of the days before the actual event started, we went to Six Flags, and that was super fun. We also had the opportunity to go to SeaWorld there, and that was also super cool. At Nationals, we were awarded Gold Chapter, and that was really awesome for our club.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Way to represent your community.
What does that mean, Gold Chapter? Like, what other things... You know, is there a silver chapter?
There's different aspects. So bronze and silver, obviously we had to compete or get those achievements also. To get gold chapter, we competed in we sent in monthly, like nonstop November, different action awareness plans, essentially. And we had a lot of community outreach that was awarded in there. And what are the other requirements for that?
So for Gold Chapter, we're required to have it was 15% of our students complete a BAA, which is an award given out by FBLA. There's four levels, the Future Business Leader in America. They increase with difficulty as you go, and they basically ask you to do business-oriented tasks, such as write a resume for a next job or create a webinar of yourself.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is writing a business plan part of this too, or am I remembering something wrong?
That is part of it. We had I think it was the local annual business report that mm-hmm. we had to submit to become a gold level chapter.
Okay.
We also had to have 10 people complete a CSA, which is a community service award.
Okay.
For just the first level, you had to complete at least 50 hours. The second level is 200, and the third level is 500 hours.
Ooh, I have lots of community service opportunities. I should be contacting Mike Brown, huh?
Please do, yeah.
Okay, all right.
A lot of members this year.
Okay, that's good to know. So is this the kind of thing where you compete as a team, but then also compete, for individual awards?
How do you mean?
Well, I mean, do you guys, you said you got the Gold Chapter Award. Is that a team award?
Oh, yes, that's for the entire chapter.
The whole team from mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
And right. So, but then do you guys also each individually win awards for your area? Like mm-hmm. you did marketing?
Yeah, I did community service awards. So I was helping the club get the gold chapter, uh-huh. but on my own I was awarded a community service award.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, members can get their own awards from it, and then the club also benefits. So.
At Nationals, they award individuals with pins for getting those different mm-hmm. levels.
Okay, I see.
Okay, gotcha.
I see.
So, and do I understand that this is the highest award possible at the FBLA National Convention?
Yes.
Way to go, guys.
Yeah, good job. Thank you for bringing that home.
So proud of you.
And doesn't Prescott do really well in this kind of often? Aren't we kind of, when you go there, is everyone there's Prescott?
Well, we are the third largest chapter in the state, so every year... at regionals and state, we always bring home a bunch of medals.
Nice.
So well, you guys are the force to kind of reckon with. Huh?
We can't tell you, Hallie and Jared, how proud we are of you here in Prescott. Way to bring it home. And no pressure. I know you're seniors, but it'd be nice to see another gold again this year. You can do it. You can do it. So thank
bring
you so much
home.
For being on our show today. When we return from the break, we will have more exciting news out of Prescott High School. We'll be talking about our freshman academy with Jennifer Woods. Will be staying with us, and Clark Tenney will be joining us. And you're listening to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley in Dewey, and online at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Get ready for Celebrate Life Health Expo 2019, sponsored by Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Experience the biggest and best expo yet on Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley. Your mega adventure awaits you as you tour the world's only larger-than-life walk-through exhibits of the human body, mega body and mega heart, as well as colossal colon. You'll have experts guide you through these supersized exhibits as you learn how our mega marvelous bodies work. YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo features health, wellness, and fitness activities for all ages. Enjoy self-defense, chair yoga, and recipe demonstrations. To information on healthy lifestyle choices and activities for the kids, you'll find something for everyone. Bring the whole family to YRMC's Celebrate Life Health Expo at the Findlay Toyota Center in Prescott Valley, Friday and Saturday, September 6th and 7th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit YRMCHealthConnect.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
AM 1130, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM in Prescott in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A. Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, August the 7th. Back to Talk of the Town in a moment, but first a check of news headlines and your weather forecast on the Talk of the Quad Cities. Brought to you this hour by Affinity RV. I'm Gregory Scott reporting. Another wildfire burning in Arizona, the Verde Fire in the Tonto National Forest. Fire spokesman Kerry Templin says the blaze began last weekend and is believed to have been caused by lightning and is a threat to the Verde River riparian corridor, but an incident management team has now been assigned to the fire.
We have a lot more people and resources to help us do all the things that need to get done to be able to build a line and keep everybody informed. Helicopters have been dropping buckets of water on hot spot to keep fire in the location it is, and then as needed, we have also had air tankers dropping fire retardant.
The Verde Fire reported it over 2,600 acres with 0% containment. Meanwhile, monsoon storms have caused fires in the Prescott National Forest. The Sheridan Fire was detected on Monday afternoon near the Sheridan Mountain on Cedar Mesa. It's burning in 15 acres of juniper, grass, and brush. The Simpson Fire was spotted yesterday morning. A single tree is burning on the west side of Stinson Mountain and in the scar from last year's Stubbs Fire. Both fires are located 25 miles from Prescott near Camp Wood. Prescott National Forest officials say due to terrain and the remote locations, the fires are being monitored by air. Saturday's rescue of a heat stroke victim in Yarnell is a reminder for residents and visitors to be cautious of high temperatures. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Dievlin says there are some signs of heat stroke to watch out for.
High body temperature, hot, red, dry, or damp skin, fast and strong pulse.
bowels, headache, dizziness, nausea, confusion, and losing consciousness or passing out.
D'Evelyn describes the steps you should take when dealing with a heat stroke victim.
Move the person involved to a cooler place. Help lower the person's temperature with cool cloths or a cool bath. Do not give the person anything to drink. It is important not to hesitate to seek assistance.
The 59-year-old woman suffered heat stroke about a mile from the Granite Mountain Hotshot Memorial Trail. The temperature along the trail was reported at 103 degrees. The Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Philadelphia Phillies 8-4 last night, the final game of the three-game series. The rubber match at 6 tonight, right here on KQNA. That's news and weather from AM 1130, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. Like us on Facebook and listen live online at KQNA.com.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
It sure is hot in Cottonwood in the summer, and nothing is cooler than riding Cottonwood Area Transit.
Bruce, CAT provides friendly, safe, and courteous travel, and that's why riding the CAT is cool during the summertime.
Cottonwood Area Transit can take you where you want to go in Clarkdale, Verde Villages, and 26 locations in Cottonwood. Verde Lynx will give you a cool ride to Sedona.
Don't forget your trips to Camp Verde and Greyhound through the Yavapai Apache Nation Transit.
Rudy, that's hot stuff.
And I'm riding the cool CAT. Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner. Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
Baseball season is in full swing.
I hear popcorn. Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip. So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town. I'm Marty Reed, here with Joe Howard. We would like to welcome our next guest, PHS Assistant Principal Clark Tenney and PHS CTE Coordinator and Freshman Academy Teacher Jennifer Woods. Welcome.
Thanks. For having us.
Great to be here.
Clark and Jennifer, no strangers to the Soup Scoop. You've both been on here quite a few times, especially Clark, like 100 times, I think, something like that. Jennifer, what, 2 or 3 times?
Couple, yep.
Yeah, well, it's great, always great to have you. And I'm very excited about this topic today because it's something that's been coming together for a long time, and it's the Freshman Academy. And in my point of view, and I'm generalizing probably too much, that's why we have you here today, but it is meeting a lot of needs of our students, including and especially preparing them for high school as soon as they step foot in there. And then also a big piece to education that we're really heading towards is personalizing their learning, helping them to choose their path all the way to career and college. So we're so excited about Freshman Academy. It meets so many needs. So Jennifer, will you just tell us, what is it?
It is, like you said, it's a little transition from middle school into high school. And it is focusing on every child every single day. And we're really looking at the way I'm explaining it to my students is when I sat in your seat as a freshman in high school, I really didn't know what I wanted to do. I really didn't know where I wanted to go. I had all these great ideas. And then I didn't really start narrowing them down until I got to college. And that was a little bit too late because now I'm paying for these classes and my path switched a few times. So the way I'm describing it, I'll share with the parents tomorrow night at back to school night. The students are going to learn who they are as individuals, as learners, as what their strengths and weaknesses are. And then we're going to look at career interest surveys, figuring out what type of career. Do they like to be indoors? Do they like to be outdoors? Can they do be on an electrical line pole? Would they rather be like Jared working at a computer network system? And we're going to take all of that information and then create a path for them in high school. And we're starting this as a freshman, and it's going to be awesome. Yeah. And it is awesome.
It is. Generally nailed it. It's about providing a great foundation for kids as they enter Prescott High School and looking at the possibilities that are ahead of them.
And we had Amanda Chartier came up with a great mission statement. In order to have a successful exit as a Prescott High School student, you have to have a foundational freshman year, and that's nice. What we're creating for them.
Leave it to Amanda Chartier. How many of those slogans does she come up with?
Amazing. She's amazing.
That lady's dynamic, absolutely. And she's one of our Freshman Academy teachers this year. So
perfect.
Jen here, of course, is teaching a couple of classes. Amanda is. Mike Brown, who we just referenced a couple of times in the previous segment, our business teacher. Another great dynamic teacher is teaching one of the sections, and then we're really fortunate to have Freshman Academy rolled into our JROTC program for freshmen
brilliant.
As well. So Lieutenant Colonel DeKemper and Senior Master Sergeant Appledorn are the instructors for that. We have so many great teachers at Prescott High School, but we've been fortunate to be able to choose some of our best to introduce Prescott High School to these new kids.
So tell us, how does Freshman Academy work? Is every freshman in it? Is it all year long?
Great question. It's a default elective for freshmen, absolutely. It's a one-semester class, so they'll either have it first semester. Half of our kids started it 5 days ago. The other half will start it January 5th or whatever it is that we come back from winter break. And so they have the opportunity to be in that class for a semester. The other semester, they balance with what we're calling an exploring elective. They can do exploring digital media that they work with Mrs. Bryce, who was on a little bit earlier. They can do exploring art with Mrs. Chartier, or they can do exploring geography with Mr. Cordes. And the kids have their choice of those, and we've balanced those classes pretty well. There were so many logistical challenges to this. That was one of the things. It's been a great idea.
Yeah.
It's been out there for a long time, but how can we make this work?
Absolutely. That's always the trick.
What will the curriculum be? And Jennifer was instrumental in helping develop that. So many pieces that have just come together really pretty well. We feel like we're off to a great start with it. So it's just a fantastic program. We're helping our new ninth grade students develop the skills that they need for high school. We're introducing them to programs. And then, like Jennifer mentioned, we're using that Naviance software program that was donated to us by our PUSD Education Foundation to really point kids in directions for career pathways.
And the wonderful thing is the Naviance really just kind of works right into the curriculum piece with what we've created so far. So, you have all these big ideas with the curriculum, and then you go to Naviance, and you're like, oh, fantastic. Oh, that's right there, yeah. too. We'll pull
There's
that
the
in.
Tool.
So, absolutely. So yeah. it has really been a wonderful addition to all of that.
Jennifer, will you break it down a little bit and tell our listeners what Naviance is and how that's tying in?
So Naviance is, we have it in the middle schools, and it's just preparing kids. It's helping them touch on their learning styles. It's helping them create a path so they can create a path starting in eighth grade, starting in ninth grade. There are different components where they can learn about their college preferences that maybe they like. And then as they start working in some of the program curriculum within the software, the kids might go back and say, oh, that's probably not a good school for me. And then the same thing for the career side as well. I think I want to work outside. Oh, no, I don't want, I'm not really good in the heat. So it really kind of narrows down, help the student narrow down who they are as an individual and really create a fine path for them.
And it's a computer-based program, correct?
Yes.
It's a platform.
Yeah. And then it's going to help with our ECAP. They'll be able to look at different classes to take. So it'll help plan their high school years, freshman year, sophomore year. And then it pulls in, like, all their ACT and SAT grades.
So that's awesome.
They can create their resume, pull their resume into there as well. So it's almost like when the students are juniors and seniors and they're starting to fill out those, applications for college, it's just like a holding cell for all of their things that they can just transfer right into
that
application.
And I'm guessing we had a community partner that might have helped us purchase that program. Is there anyone we should recognize?
Exactly. We're just so grateful for it to our Prescott Unified School District Education Foundation that we mentioned just a moment ago for their generosity and making that possible for our kids to have that. Like Jennifer's saying, it's kind of one-stop shopping for where do my interests interface with my talents, with what's available here at Prescott High School, with what's available next, and where does that leave me in my future? So we're super excited about that.
Well, and it's a really neat piece. You know, Arizona's kind of known for its not great counselor to student ratio, and Prescott High School was doing okay with that. But as we tried to solve that problem, I remember us talking about it, the counselors can't do all of the college and career work. We've got to figure out how to spread that across the entire school and make it a vision of the school. And so I think you're clearly accomplishing that with this program. And Naviance, that's a neat story too. You know, Krista Carmen, who's the president of the foundation, went to a conference and learned about some of these platforms and brought them back to Mark Oligoski and Clark Tenney and said, is this something you'd be interested in? And of course they said yes. And you know, we're having trouble getting all of those needs met, and this would really help it. So the foundation has implemented that 8 through 12, 7 through 12. And so we're really excited to have that as a piece.
And I feel like, you know, I know different school districts across the nation are using it, and I feel like they are the elite school areas using them. So come on, Prescott. We are elite.
We're getting there for
sure.
As we looked into this, one of the things that I heard about that has resonated most with me, we talked to one of our sister schools in Arizona who's been using this for a while. I said, you know, how do you feel about this? And what they said was, we don't know how we could function without this.
Wow.
So we're hopeful to get to the same point here where everybody loves it. Everybody knows exactly the things that it's going to do to help kids take it to the next level. Like you talked about, we've had the plan for a long time, but this is a tool to help us implement that plan that we're excited about.
And there's a lot that later on involves the parents, if I understand, too.
For sure.
They can monitor that and use it as conversation with their students and work with them as they come along with that.
Right. There's a huge parent interface piece with this that they can check any of the pieces that their kids give them access to. In some cases, in other cases, all of it's open there as long as they've got the passcodes, proper passcodes, et cetera, for that. And then there's things that they can do as a family together as well. Some of the pieces we're going to get to in Freshman Academy and other grades as they move through Prescott High School, but there's a lot of pieces of Naviance that we won't be touching on in the limited amount of time we've got at school. And if parents are interested in picking up the ball and running with it, they can absolutely do that.
And so besides kind of, you know, being able to dig into Naviance, Freshman Academy also is about helping with that transition, right, from middle school to high school. I mean, high school is kind of a different beast. It's got so many more opportunities. Can you tell us a little bit about what Freshman Academy does for kind of that transition of becoming a high schooler?
If I can say it in a minute, Missy Townsend came into our Freshman Academy classes yesterday, and one of the things that she was sharing with the students is that freshmen are usually the ones that don't know the fight song, that don't know their cheer song, and they're awkward in the first pep rally. And they have never won the spirit stick. We're going to change that. And I'm challenging all my freshman students. We are changing that. We're going to win that spirit stick.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to ask you two to stay through the break because there's a lot more I want our listeners to hear about the Freshman Academy, especially how you're going to share with them about school spirit, but also all the things that we offer in Prescott High School. So let's talk about that after the break.
So we'll hear from Jennifer and Clark when we come back. You are listening to The Soup Scoop on Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Do you have what it takes to be a champion? Join in on the excitement for the 2019 Torn Event of Champions at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Now through August 24th, find out if you have what it takes. Sundays and Wednesdays, you can win Castle Cash and the chance to move on to the quarterfinal rounds on August 23rd and 24th, where you could get an expense-paid trip to Las Vegas to compete for the $1 million grand prize. Play like a champion, only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Do you want to chance to win a free lunch at Prescott Brewing Company? Just check our website or follow us on Facebook to find out this week's lucky lunch letters. We draw them every Friday, and if the letters we draw match your first and last name initials, yay, you win a free lunch the following Tuesday. Or find out the old-fashioned way. Just pick up the phone and call us at 771-2795. Prescott Brewing Company, your small town feel with a big world taste in the heart of downtown Prescott.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Hi, Ken here with the Plants of the Week and our timeless beauty, Desert Willow.
Large, fragrant burgundy and lavender flowers appear in big, bold clusters all summer long.
This unusual water selection is prized for its long bloom time without setting the usual seed pods.
The flowers are highly attractive to hummingbirds, 100% Arizona native, and just $49.
Waters Garden Center, 1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love their native plants to bloom, they love to shop.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
You're listening to Talk of the Town Soup Scoop. Now listen up, because class is back in session.
Welcome back to the Soup Scoop on KQNA's Talk of the Town. I'm Joe Howard here with my co-host Marty Reed, and we've got Jennifer Woods and Clark Tenney still in the studio because we have lots to talk about this Freshman Academy. It is such a great piece. It is a missing piece for us, and we just put that right in where the missing puzzle piece was. And it's doing so many things for our freshman kids. So thank you both for the work that you've done on it.
Thanks for the opportunity. It's been a lot of fun. Clark
been great to be a part
has
of it.
Been planning and figuring out, and I've been working behind the scenes.
You've been doing all the work.
When we left for the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the things besides the Naviance career and college readiness, but that transition to high school. So maybe you can describe some of those pieces that we're working with the freshmen
on. Yeah, absolutely. So we're helping kids develop some of the skills they need to be successful in high school and beyond. Some of those things that we address in Freshman Academy, we have been addressing piecemeal in other classes for years. It's not like, boy, this is the first time we're talking about high school study skills, but we're really talking about it in a codified, structured way and giving kids a chance to practice those things, and everybody's getting the same message instead of the people who happen to have this teacher heard that element,
right.
Et cetera. So study skills, homework strategies, research skills, more practical things like keyboarding. It's amazing that kids will come to us and, you know, they don't know how to type, even though that's pretty much the way that we write anymore in a lot of cases. So we're working on that, other computer skills, presentation skills, that type of a thing. More broad skills that they can use across their life and throughout their life, like time management, decision-making, goal-setting, those types of things. And then interpersonal skills, personal finance, career search skills, those types of things. And then a whole range of programs that we offer at Prescott High School, we introduce those things to them as well.
One of the other things I've been hearing a little bit lately that a lot of businesses are having to train their workers in what we call the soft skills.
Of course.
And one of the things that we are including are work ethic traits in the classroom itself. You know, showing up on time, appearance, you know, just all those little things that you think the kids have.
Right.
No, they need to be taught that.
Right.
So our kids, after they've gone through the academy, when they pick up some CTE classes, they're going to have all those great skills. So they're going to be leaps and bounds ahead of other kids that have not received some of those training aspects.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things when I went to high school that caught me off guard was that you have to earn credit. You know, middle school, you just take classes and, you know, move on to the next grade. But in high school, you actually have to earn credits, and you have to earn credits in certain areas. And my my junior year, the counselor pulled me in and told me I didn't have a practical arts credit and that I couldn't graduate unless I had that. And that was, I was a junior. Is that something you kind of cover too, as credits?
And that, for me, that Mark and Clark started this last year. They went to all of the freshmen students and talked about grade point average and AP and dual enrollment.
And what credits are and what you need to do to graduate, what a transcript is, yep. Et cetera.
Yep. Oh,
and that
awesome.
Was kind of like the driving force for, you know, in creating this curriculum as well, going, oh, yeah, they don't know these things. Uh-huh. We have to teach them all these things. And let's make them great at
Absolutely.
It.
So, you've actually invited us to come Monday and yes. present to each of the Freshman Academy classes. Yes. So we'll be doing a similar presentation. Then we just kind of pulled together and said, you know, there's a need for this. Now we have the need and the venue that come together in one great place. The other piece of Freshman Academy that I mentioned that I just think is huge, and we've touched on it earlier, is introducing so many programs that we've got at Prescott High School, all of the different pathways that they've got available to them. You know, I taught there for, I went there as a student. I graduated from Prescott High School, taught there for 7 years, and then coming back as an administrator, I was blown away at all of the different options that we have for kids. You can't do them all because there's so many great things, but we introduce those to them. Anything from sports and clubs to ROTC program, academic decathlon, our different fine arts, our foreign languages, peer tutoring, student council. There's just so many things
yes.
that kids can do. And they're not aware unless they happen to drop by a table at some time during a back-to-school night, or if they really processed everything our academic advisors say as they visit them in the middle school. This is an opportunity for them to really process those things, learn a little bit more, and get a little bit of an exposure to them as well.
And then the other thing is, one of the things we kind of talked about, when you're coming in as a freshman, you can feel a little disconnected, mm-hmm. you know, unless you're part of a sports team or a club or a thing. And one of the things that we're really kind of honing in the academy is get involved. Try the club, try the sport, try the something, get involved, see what works. You'll find your people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we all know, the more involved you are in something, the better connected you are going to be. And we want our students connected to the high school. So
that makes me curious. I mean, we're covering a lot of important topics through this, and that curriculum is going to be busy, and those kids are going to get it. But, Jennifer, I've watched you teach, and one thing that you're really good at is building relationships and personalizing with kids and creating a team of the people involved there. So how will that fit in your mind? How will you fit those things into the curriculum?
You know, and I'm going to lean on Amanda and I'm going to lean on Mike, and we're going to figure out how we pull these kids in together. We're going to use certain things, like the launch pad is coming in and going to test mm-hmm. all freshman students on the Colby Index, which is
cool.
going to show their strengths and weaknesses as
totally
individuals.
Yep.
Yep. And, you know, those are all different things that we're going to be using within the classroom, which
yeah.
hopefully.
And I think just naturally, too, you're going to get to know those kids, and you're going to be, you know, you'll find the one that's maybe not great at keyboarding and find opportunities for them to work on that, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah. They'll all be good at keyboarding at yeah. the end. So that's just a must.
Well, thank you both so much for being here. I'm so excited about Freshman Academy. What a great support for our students. On today's Soup Scoop, we had an opportunity to talk to Prescott High School's own Robin Bryce, along with Christine Resnick from the Jewish Community Foundation. And we also spoke with Hallie and Jared, two PHS Future Business Leaders of America, and about their recent Gold Chapter Award. Also, we just heard from Mr. Clark Tenney and Ms. Jennifer Jones about our new wonderful Freshman Academy.
Thank you so much for being here, Clark and Jennifer. And we're incredibly proud of all of our schools and look forward to another fantastic school year ahead. There's always an opportunity for you, our listeners, to support our students and programs. Stop by and tour any of our schools, get involved as a volunteer in the classroom, and share the joy of helping every child every day succeed. Visit us anytime, and thank you for joining us. Join us again on Soup Scoop on September 4th, 2019 at 4 o'clock p.m. You've been listening to the Soup Scoop on the Talk of the Town, 1130 a.m., 99.9 and 95.5 FM, streaming
worldwide at kqna.com.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.